2038,
102nd and Burnside. 2038, good afternoon. Looks like just outbound there. Or should they heading towards Gresham? Very loud verbal, what's going on?
I got a guy who brought his dog on the bus. It is climbing all over the seat, and he is screaming and yelling at me and telling me to mind my own business.
Okay, is the dog still climbing all over the seats at this point? Is it still something we need to address, or is it now sitting on their lap?
No, he finally got it out of the middle of the aisle, and from being on the seats to being in the middle of the aisle and me being sworn at. So he's now being quiet because I'm on the phone. So it's a very large dog, so it can't get in his lap. So as long as he keeps his hands on the leash, which he wasn't doing either, it was wandering around when it was off the seat, so we'll be okay. But if he lets it go again, then I'm going to want somebody to come remove him.
Okay, totally understand that. And so let's go ahead and get on. If he acts up, dog acts up, or if he, you know, does that again, then definitely give us a call back. But if he's minding his own business at this point, sometimes it just takes a phone call from dispatch.
Okay, I mean, I know it's not a service animal, because if it was, it wouldn't be behaving that way.
I understand that, and you also understand our ADA policy, so let's not get ourselves in trouble there. So just assume it is, and as long as the behavior is consistent, we're good to go. But again, if he starts acting up, call us back.
I will, and consider it, I have a service animal certification. I know exactly what the rule is on it.
I'm glad you do. Thank you. At 1450.